There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. We head to the Boogie Down Bronx, a matinee at Yankee Stadium where manager Aaron Boone said it was, quote, embarrassing for umpire Hunter Wendelstadt to eject him when it was really a fan that was doing the yelling. Now, what word would you use? Would you use that word embarrassing? Also, what is your reaction to the umpire Wendelstadt saying it wasn't the fan who got Boone ejected, even though the video evidence would indicate otherwise? And with the Major League Baseball season now a month old, we're going to goof around. What is your favorite home run celebration? Which one stands out to you? All of these props and whatnot teams are using to celebrate home runs. We'll talk about that and more right now. Here it is, hour number three. Get out of here. You're done. Welcome. Well, we're not done. We're just beginning. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, just like next door neighbors, as we get from A to B. B for Ben. That's right. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and resoundingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the goose. The goose is loose, the wild goose chase, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Chip in the Queues and our friend Just Jeremy think that's impressive. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, we're going to change it up. We'll go to baseball. We had some good NBA action, but enough of that. It's upward and onward, we go to baseball. Now, the reason I'm going to bring this game up is twofold. Number one, I think it's a good story. Number two, I happen to be watching it as it happened. I was sweating to the baseball, which you could say is sweating to the oldies because, yeah. Anyway, the lead from baseball, matinee in the Boogie Down Bronx on Monday, and Major League Baseball's orphans, the Oakland Orphans matching up with the mighty New York Yankees, baseball's top team to begin the season, the first couple weeks. Someone named Zach Geloff hit a two-run homer to break a scoreless tie in the ninth inning, and the A's ended an eight-game skid in the Bronx. They beat the Yankees 2-0, so fine. Are we going to break down a regular season Athletics-Yankees game? No, we're not doing that. God, no. If I ever do that, just take a baseball bat to my head. That's it. Game over. So the game itself, who cares? It's just one of 162, and we'll have plenty of time to break down baseball games when the playoffs come around. But the story here, the game took a backseat. The thing that stood out happened five pitches into the game. So manager Aaron Boone was ejected. He was kicked out of the game after just five pitches by the home plate umpire, Hunter Wendelstedt. And this was all over a remark that the Yankees claimed was yelled by a fan, a customer, from right behind where Aaron Boone was standing in the Yankee dugout. It's all captured on camera and audio. And while the plate umpire, he said it was something that was shouted from the end of the New York bench. Not so much. Do we have the audio on this? All right, we have some audio. Let's take a listen here. I believe this is the Yes Network broadcast, but you can hear they had the mic was right there. You could hear as the initial part of this went down. Take
John Tumpane is the first base umpire. You saw him making
that
call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do.
That's the umpire. He's yelling.
I'm going to get hit by the pitch.
Yeah, he's angry.
Anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter.
Let's go, Yankees. You know,
we're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
And we're done. Well,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second.
Oh, man.
I didn't say a word.
He's upset. He's flustered. Oh, it's a family show, dude. Whoa, hey, watch your mouth.
I did not say anything, Hunter. Okay, I did not say a
whoa, hey.
Hunter Wendelstedt with some aggressive rabbit ears.
Aggressive.
One batter into this game. And Aaron Boone obviously frustrated because he's saying, you gave me the warning. I didn't say anything. You heard somebody else. You're kicking me out. I'm telling you it wasn't me, and you're saying I don't care.
Yeah, Aaron Boone has been thrown out of plenty of Major League Baseball games, and you know, probably rightfully so for what he has done. This instance, he did not say anything. You're right on it, Ryan. He got the warning, kept his
anything
mouth shut. Look,
you're
he gets
gone.
A thumbs up. No big deal.
All right. We got the gist of it. So all this was triggered by Esty Ruiz, the leadoff hitter. Was he hit on the back of the foot or not? So Boone then questioned whether he had swung at the pitch. Not that he was hit, but whether he swung at the pitch. So then he went to the first base umpire that said, Ruiz, the leadoff hitter for the A's, did not swing. And so then that led to a couple pitches later when the confrontation happened with Wendelstedt. Anyway, get to the point. So Aaron Boone gave the quote. He said it's embarrassing is the way he described it. It's embarrassing. He said he couldn't believe it after the game because it's pretty obvious based on the video replay that a fan was the one that yelled whatever Hunter Wendelstedt heard there that got Boone ejected. So the question, Yankees manager Aaron Boone says it was embarrassing for umpire Hunter Wendelstedt to eject him based on him not saying anything. So what word would you use? So I've got protest chant, piggy, and pizza. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush is what we're going to make. So first of all, the word I will use is empowerment. This is fan empowerment that some dude sitting at Yankee Stadium, a middle-aged guy wearing a Yankee cap and a what looked like a blue shirt there, was drinking a coconut mojito and was so convincing that the umpire ejected the manager of the Yankees because of him. That is wonderful. It's like the protest chant from the crowd. Now, you think Yankee fans, you think of the bleachers, which used to be cheap. I back in the day when my brother first moved to New York many years ago, I went to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium. It was like really cheap to sit out there, and it was great. But now, of course, even those seats aren't that cheap anymore. Everything's expensive. everywhere you go. But in the boogie down Bronx, right, it's like a protest chant for the Yankee fans, because it's there ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. The Yankee fans don't stop. Right? The body language was wonderful. It's more of a visual thing than just an audio thing, because you had Brad Ausmus, who's now the bench coach, the old Angels manager, is the bench coach for the Yankees, and he immediately pointed to the fan. Like, right away, he said, "That's the fan!" He pointed to the fan. Then you got Aaron Boone with all his gyrations, and you know, his mouth was shut. He was flabbergasted. It was comic relief. It's like multi-billion-dollar business, and it wasn't Angel Hernandez that kicked the guy out. It was. Now, secondly, the umpire in question here, Hunter Wendelstedt, from the Wendelstedt umpiring family, attempted to explain the reasoning behind ejecting Aaron Boone. But Wendelstedt said that he has never, ever ejected a player or a manager off something that a fan said. So the umpire sulked that Aaron Boone is blaming the fan. This is from Hunter Wendelstedt to a pool reporter at Yankee Stadium. He said, Aaron Boone is blaming the fan. Hunter said he heard something coming from the far end of the Yankees dugout. So what is your reaction to the home plate umpire, the man in the middle of the bullseye, Hunter Wendelstedt, saying that it wasn't the fan that got Aaron Boone ejected? So the jury has reached a verdict on this case, and based on a preponderance of the evidence, the umpire is guilty on all charges. Guilty, guilty, guilty! This is a piggy situation, as in pig-headed. And I get it. I'm a Taurus. I'm stubborn, and this is a stubborn situation also. Hunter Wendelstedt, his argument does not hold water, and here's why. Right. Even blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, and Inca Terror can see what happened here. It was all caught on camera. Candid camera captured everything. Rabbit ears, as the Yes broadcaster said, the umpire there, Wendelstedt. Boone's, unless he's able to talk without his lips moving, maybe that's possible. I don't know. People can do that. They make a lot of money doing that with, you know, the dolls and all that. But I don't believe he did that. I don't think he has that skill, Aaron Boone. So it was clearly the fan right behind him. And Wendelstedt does not want to admit that, because that would admit his incompetence. So instead, he said he heard something from the dugout, which was not true. Just completely lied. It's a gaslight situation is what it is. All right, now, final thought. I'm going to change it up a little bit quickly. So I'm watching these games, and I like the fact that there's usually a day game most days of the week. Not normally on Friday unless the Cubs are home, but they're a day game, and I get on the treadmill and watch a game, whatever. I liked it. I liked that during the day. So with the season about a month old, baseball season about a month old, home run celebrations are back with gusto. So which ones stand out so far? Have you been paying attention to this? You watch a lot of different games? You don't even watch your local team? Nah. Yeah. All right. So everyone wants to be Carrot Top with baseball. A couple years ago, baseball realized, you know what, we need to change it up. We need to artificially create more excitement. So let's bring in the props. So there's a bunch of props. So here's what I've noticed that I like so far this season that I think is kind of cool. I couldn't name five guys on the Detroit Tigers, but I was watching a Tiger-White Sox game, I believe it was. I think that's who they played. It was a day game. I think it was last week. Anyway, I was watching the game, Detroit, when they hit a home run, they don't hit many, but when they hit a home run, they do a pizza, pizza home run celebration. Have you seen this? Now, that is a great tribute. The owner of the team, while he's dead, his kid owns the team now, Little Caesars Pizza, since the early 90s. A generation and a half, pizza, pizza. They've owned the team. So they have these little floppy pizzas on a stick, which I don't think pizza should be served on a stick, but they have pizza on a stick. And it's like, you know, it's fun. Why not? The Rockies have, that's a bad team. Who's worse, the Rockies, A's, or the White Sox? All of the above. They all blow. But anyway, the Rockies, if they ever do hit a home run, well, I guess they do in Colorado, they have the ski helmet and goggles, which is kind of cool. And then there's a bunch of teams that just brought back what they had last year, the Orioles. It's not a beer thing. It's a hydration station in Baltimore. That's back. I like the Trident. I'm old school. Seattle Mariners have the Trident. I dig that. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, enough of that. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on anything that we have said, anything we should say, anything that we might say, call up right now, scream, shout, yell, all that stuff. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but we're also available on X at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. It is a full moon, the pink moon. We'll get more on that. We have our moon expert sitting by. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. Woohoo! Yes, Maller Riddle of the Day. Now, I'm doing this with one leg because our friend came in here and she kicked me right in the leg, right in the shin. And Lorraine, she was so flushy. She left the door open when she, you're never supposed to leave the door open. Never supposed to do that. But she was inside. She was so upset. Here's the deal. Maller Riddle of the Day. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin recently said, quote, "We aren't blank in any area of the draft." Mike Tomlin, Steelers coach, recently said, "We aren't blank in any area of the NFL draft," which is just a couple days away. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer. We'll get to it. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena. And she's at FSR Tech Queen.
Lady Party.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It now smells like a movie theater. Remember those old movie theaters we used to go to watch movies? Everyone would go to communal. They'd go to watch the movies. But Lorena has decided that she's now running a movie theater. And there's the smell of popcorn. It actually smells pretty good.
I get the extra buttery kind.
Yeah, no, it does. I can smell the butter. I can smell it. Not in here because we have bank vault doors, so the smell's not coming here. But in the hallway, it's wafering through the hall. Is that the right word, wafering?
Sure.
Sure.
Wafting.
Wafting.
Oh, wafting. Yeah.
Wafting.
You know, you mentioned a name earlier, Keith Olbermann.
Olbermann, yeah.
Yeah, I worked with him for a little while on the TV side, and they had a free old school like popcorn maker.
Yeah.
So all the folks on the crew could have free popcorn, whenever they wanted. He didn't like the smell of it, so he had them remove it.
That's power. You know what that is, Eddie? That's power.
Are you serious?
It is. Yes, I'm serious. And it is power. And he also, he was already disliked, and that made him absolutely hated by pretty much everyone.
Yeah, I told you the story. I sat next to Olbermann at a Dodger game in the press box years ago, and he was doing his political show, but he hadn't gone full lunatic. Like, he was kind of like somewhat in the middle, not full lunatic. But we sat down, and he proceeded to dissect the Dodgers. We were talking about the team, and he ripped pretty much the entire roster, which I don't think he was wrong, actually, about that. But, yeah, and there you go. And he doesn't drive, right? That's the thing, he doesn't drive?
Yeah, he apparently whacked his head getting on a subway, and it affected his
vision. Okay,
so he can't drive apparently.
Okay, well he certainly spends time on social media. He's good at that. Yeah. That's not affecting.
Some people say that knock on the head did some other things.
Who goofed? I've got to know. I have no idea. Time to pay off the Maller riddle of the day, and here's the Maller riddle of the day. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin recently said that we, meaning the Steelers, aren't blank in any area of the draft. All right, that is the Maller riddle of the day. What is the answer? Let's see, does anyone know the answer? We go to the great unwashed here. Freddie says, we aren't dead like the cockroach at the studio. Yeah. Jesse N. Junction says, we aren't drafting anyone on offense in this draft. And Art Puffin says, we ain't dipping or tripping in any part of the draft. Who else do we have? Ferg Dog says, we aren't fat, sassy, and spoiled in any area of the draft. Great quote. Great quote. Late Night Drug Tester says, we aren't scouting Caitlin Clark. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Page down. Maller Prop Guy cheated. He got it right. Bad job by him. Alf the Alien Opiner says, they're not in prime time at any point of the draft. Who else do we have? Page down. The answer to the Maller riddle, he misspelled my name.
We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled. It is our job.
Yeah, we are not even in the universe of the draft, according to Fat Daddy. We are the champions from Donkey Sausage. Rob in Minnesota says Tomlin plans to just draft kickers. And that's his answer. Who else do we have? Page down. A healthy horse at Churchill Downs is what he said. That's his answer. All right, Eddie, do you have an answer to the Maller riddle of the day? Now, Matt the Warrior, a Raider fan, really not cheating. He said a fat and sassy nose tackle. And Andy and Lionel Lake said a F them picks was the answer.
Did you say something about that they're not overly thirsty?
Is that your response, Eddie?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Tomlin, when talking about the draft years, said, quote, "We aren't overly thirsty in any area after addressing all of our needs in free agency." All right. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello. Say hello to Poppy in San Diego. Hello, Poppy.
Hey, hello, guys. You know, I was thinking it was such a great day yesterday in basketball. I know Ben Miller was happy with my favorite ref, Scott Foster, and the Nuggets. We made that bling bling.
No,
right?
No, you did. You did not, Poppy. You did not.
Well, yeah, I did, Ben Miller.
No, who did you bet on?
The Denver Nuggets money line.
The Nuggets were favored by 7.5. They didn't cover the spread.
No, but I said money line.
You never said money line before. You said that after the fact. Scott Foster is supposed to guarantee a spread win. He didn't guarantee a spread win. If you bet the Nuggets, you lost the game on the point spread.
Well, yeah, true. But if you did the money line, you win, guys. So that's what I'm saying and stuff like that.
So you didn't call up Sunday night to say, I bet everyone.
I didn't. Because, you know, you don't know, as I've told you guys before, on Scott Foster, you guys know the day of. You don't know before. But, you know, I was going to tell you something, Ben Miller. I was, thinking about, Mallor meet and greet, something different, and, you know, and I was thinking about promoting something healthy for kids, like barbecue, some sports, Lorena hitting some music.
Right.
Yeah, barbecue is very healthy for kids. They recommend barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue, fruit and vegetables, and we could do like a potluck, and I know people ain't gonna like, some people don't like playing sports, but we could do a Mallor meet and greet in a beautiful location in L.A. I was thinking, well, we can get some more input, and let's make this happen.
Poppy, we're all ears here, Poppy. You book it, Poppy. And by the way, we have a massive crowd. It'll be amazing. Is that because you don't want to go to Andy the comic book shop? Although Andy doesn't call anymore. I don't know what happened to that guy. Yeah. He kind of vanished. Yeah.
Well, my idea was this, Ben Miller. Like, it's a Miller tradition. Like, every year it has to be different. Like, you know, every year in L.A., the Miller meet and greet, it has to be a different location.
Well, that is true. We have been in many places over the years. We've bounced all over the place and done these things. So that is accurate, yes.
Yeah, so and then now, like, there's a lot of kids, a little family friendly show, and like promoting good health, and like we could do like a potluck. So I have an idea.
Nobody wants potluck. No.
Yes,
people hate potluck. No,
people want to try your cookies. So you can.
Well, I brought my cookies last year to the thing at the comic book store. I brought my cookies, so I can bring cookies. But I'll make cookies.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. And then maybe Eddie Garcia, like,
what do you want Eddie to make?
Well, whatever Eddie Garcia is a specialist, maybe he'll like some making some, I don't know, Italian food or
TV dinner. He's really good at TV dinner. Yeah,
TV
I'll
dinner.
I'll make a mean quesadilla.
Mean quesadilla. There, Garcia's quesadilla. There you go.
Yeah, mean quesadilla. Then Koopa Loop, whatever Koopa, you know.
Koopa makes some brownies. He likes brownies, you know.
Well, yeah, that's good. People love brownies. And then, what will Lorena bring, you know? That's the question.
I'll bring Frito pie fixings.
Yeah, Frito pie.
You know what I brought one time? I brought a nacho cheese fountain. And I brought, like, you make your own
like
nachos.
Like a fondue type thing? Yes. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We put that in the ladies' room.
That's a good idea.
Right next to the product, the feminine product. You put that right side by side there. All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go away. All right. Yes.
Thank you.
Go away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge.
Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ben, did you see that apparently Netflix is getting into the roasting business? Now, we used to have Maller roast.
We've had this show. The most famous one was the Tim Tebow radio roast. We do the lame jokes every week, but I would be open doing a rare and appropriate roast. I do like a good comedy roast.
Yeah. We could have done an OJ. We kind of did an
we
OJ
did,
roast.
We did do a mini. Yeah, we did a though. Mini OJ roast every week. Yeah. We roast Lizzo, but it takes a long time to fully roast Lizzo, so it's been going on for years. But yeah.
Well, coming up on May the 5th, Netflix is going to air a live roast, unedited and uncensored, of Tom Brady.
Yeah, the great Tom Brady. I saw Antonio Brown, so he claims he's part of that. Well, from his CTE ESPN.
He claims many things these days. You know.
Yeah. When is that? What day of the week is that?
I don't know what day of the week it is. It's May 5th. I can look on my phone here.
Well, that's a... Yeah.
You going to clear your schedule for that?
Mayo. Let's see.
It's a Sunday. May 5th. Sunday into a Monday.
That's a work day, Eddie. I got to work. I would like to watch that though. That sounds like it'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, who's going to be there? They used to do these.
Kevin Hart's
comedy.
Hosting it, right? He's pretty funny.
Comedy Central made these famous, right? They brought it. This is an old school thing, like back in the day.
They had the Shriners roast in New York. Yeah, I'm all for it. I thought those got canceled because you say anything offensive now, somebody's recording it.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. And if you want to start preparing, getting in the on-deck circle for Maller's Mountain of Money, 877-99 on Fox. Let's say hello to Andrea. She's in Berkeley. It's a big time for her. A lot of business is booming, like the sun is booming right now. And we welcome in the moon goddess.
Yes, thank you. I love that.
Andrea, there she is right there.
And blessed full moon, and it's a Buddha full moon.
Oh, the Buddha.
Yeah, I did some research on that. The sun entered Taurus on Friday, Saturday's transit of Jupiter-Uranus in Taurus. We had Earth Day today. There's just a lot going on. So,
now, how did you celebrate Earth Day? Did you go out and like hug a tree? That's what I did. I was up there in your area. Right. I hugged a couple of trees when I was up there. Yeah.
Oh, that's an earthy Taurus thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made out with a redwood, giant redwood, like a couple hundred years old. Yeah.
Well, speaking of earthy Taurus, Taurus, guess whose birthday's coming up?
I don't know. I lose track of time here. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I just happened to notice that when the sun went in Taurus. So in about 6 days, so we'll celebrate you. And, yeah, you know, the full moon does make people more emotional. I will say that, Ben. So we had Bob Melvin ejected yesterday, and I happened to be watching the A's-Yankees game today.
Oh, you were watching, too. So they had two people watching the game. I was watching it also. So there were two people watching that game.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
At least two. So I saw Aaron Boone's meltdown. And the thing is, I think he's been ejected more than any other manager in Major League Baseball. I looked at his chart. He's March 9, 1973. So he's a Pisces, which is a water sign. And Pisces are very emotional. And, you know, they don't have very good... Yeah, there you go. They don't have very good boundaries. They can be kind of self-destructive.
No, but this wasn't his fault. The fan, right, the fan's the one that yelled.
Right, but the fan yelled clearly, so he had every right to get upset about the fan. And again, with the full moon, emotions are at a fever pitch. And Mars is in Pisces now, along with Saturn. So Mars is energy, assertion, aggression, righteous anger. He had every right to get upset. Saturn is like 1 foot on the brake, 1 foot on the gas, and dealing with those in authority.
Nah, authority. Here's the thing, though. This is a great strategy for all fan bases, not just Yankee fans.
Yes.
In big games, if you want to get the umpire, if you want to get the manager ejected, mm-hmm. you have to sit right behind the manager, and if Hunter Wendelstad is behind home plate,
right, right.
and you put the magic combination of words together, ejected, go to the showers, you're a bum, get out of here.
I know, it was like
five pitches.
Right?
I bet you Hunter Wendelstad was probably upset. He had to check out of his hotel. It was a day game.
Yeah, he wanted to watch the basketball game.
He's probably annoyed. He didn't get enough sleep. He had to check out of the hotel. And then he asked, you know, he's got a flight after the game. Although I don't think so. I think the Yankees and A's are playing all week. So I don't know what he was upset about. Maybe he was just upset because he had an early game. Normally they don't play Monday day games at Yankee Stadium. So.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah. And you know, for A's fans, it was definitely kind of early. But, you know, they won 2-0. It's the first time in years they won by shutout at Yankee Stadium. Usually they don't have that level of luck.
Well, the A's don't win anywhere. I mean, it's been years since they won anywhere.
Right. I mean, it was so, like, wait a minute. They just beat the Yankees and shut them out 2-0. So it was, you know, it was an interesting game on that level. But again, I understand where Boone was coming from, being a Pisces and having Mars, energy, assertion, aggression, and challenges with authority. You know, the ump was clearly wrong. And I think Aaron Boone said he'll go to Major League Baseball.
Well, yeah, and they'll give him a cup of coffee and say, have a good day.
So here's a quick question.
Yeah.
If you get ejected, is there a fine as well, Ben, or you just get ejected?
From what I understand, there is a fine, but it's, you know, it's a tax write-off.
The
accountants say it's. I don't know if it's allowed anymore. They did change the tax code a couple years back, so maybe it's not allowed. Back in the old days, it would be like, just a tax donation. All right, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Blessed full moon.
Blessed full moon. Blessed full moon. There she goes, the queen goddess. There she goes. Let's say hello to Alex, who's in Arizona. Hello, Alex. Yes, Alex. What's up?
More sober than the last time we.
I don't. How are you more sober? I think you're probably more intoxicated now.
Not really, homie.
I don't. I can't risk it. I can't. No. I can't. I know he's gonna curse. I know. I love you, Alex. But plus, I've got a time issue here, so I'll put you back on. We have our contestants, I think, lined up here. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have. Let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. We have Kelly, who is in Nashville. Hello, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, welcome. Kelly. She's the donut lady. Hello, Kelly. You ready? You want to play the game, Kelly?
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, you don't seem like that. You don't seem that excited about it.
I'm excited.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're pretending to be excited. I think you're embellishing your excitement.
No embellishment. No, I'm good.
I don't know. Lorena, do you think she's fully excited for the game?
I don't know. She's all the way in it, Ben.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm not getting the vibe. I don't know. I mean, I can put you on hold if you want. I mean, if you want to wait.
No, Ben.
Okay, no. Okay. All right. Now, she yelled at me, so that means she wants to play the game.
No, I, I would like to win without other people being like taking up the time and doing all the madness. Like,
all right,
I'd like to win real.
I understand.
You know,
legitimate win. I
guess. Oh, so you don't want like a Ben Maller?
Shut
type
up,
of
Coop.
Win.
All right, watch your mouth. Oh. Out of soap and water. You take that crap from him. Slap him, Kelly. I'm gonna slap him for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna slap. All right, Kelly. Who do you want to partner up with, Kelly?
Ben, I'm playing.
All right, that's right. We're a team. We're a dynamic duo, okay? We can't be beaten. Double O Mexican is in San Diego. Hello, Double O Mexican.
Hey, what's going on, Ben? The screen caller was really mean, man. He was a jerk. He asked me what my name was, man. I mean, what the heck?
No, man. Total jerk. I got you. All right, well, who do you want to partner up with? We know who you are. We met you. You came to the Maller meet and greet at the comic book shop. And actually, no, you went to the one in at the restaurant, right? You were at the one at the restaurant.
Yeah, the one where Poppy wore his fanny pack.
Yeah, when Poppy showed up, we were shocked that Poppy showed up. That was wild. It was all crazy. Anyway, who do you want to partner up with there? Double.
Give me my cousin, Eddie Garcia.
All right. That'll be the team. Let me write an L right there. A little L for you, gentlemen. What are the categories here, Koopa Loopa? By the way, as Koop gets the categories ready, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection? You can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio, a couple days away on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington from Penn State, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Coop, what are the categories? Quickly!
All right, this is the Iggy Pop edition. He turned 77 years old today. The categories are 1969, Penetration, Gimme Danger, and Lust for Life.
All right, Kelly, which category would you like there, Kelly?
I'm going to go with Give Me Danger.
Okay. Give Me Danger and Double O Mexican.
I got to go with Penetration.
Giggity. All right. Very nice. All right. Everyone hold on there. Don't hang up. Oh, what was that? Oh, see, I put the third line. See, there, I almost hung up on everybody, but I did not. I did not. All right, you hold on. You hold on. We will have, in its entirety, Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, right to the game we go. And it's Maller's Mountain of Money. We put our contestants back up. Make sure you don't hang up on them. You are there, and you are over here. Kelly, we are up first, and it is the Iggy Pop edition. Coop, we are going with Lust for Life. Is that correct? Am I right on that?
Me Danger.
Oh, Give Me Danger. All right, we'll give me Danger then. All right, we'll do Give Me Danger. These athletes all played through a major injury. Are you ready, Kelly?
Yes.
All right, 45 seconds of the clock, and we're on our way, and go. He was Shaquille O'Neal's buddy when they won championships with the Lakers.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes, golfer, had a lot of affairs, greatest golfer.
Phil Mickelson.
No, greatest golfer of all time, African-American.
Tiger Woods.
Mixed, yes. Pitcher for the Red Sox, he had the bloody sock. For the Red Sox?
Chris Schilling.
That's correct. 49ers safety in the 1980s. He supposedly cut his finger off at halftime to play in the second half for the 1980s 49ers. No? The guy played with a broken leg for the Knickerbockers. His performance is known as the blank game. The blank game. No? How about Rams linebacker in the 80s also played with a broken leg? Well, God was not actually one of the answers. That was
Ronnie Lott is the one that cut off
Ronnie,
his finger.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't say
well,
it.
Well, say it! You're supposed to say it!
Oh, man!
You didn't
Ronnie
say it!
Ronnie Lott was on my mind.
You gotta say it!
Ronnie Lott was what I... Oh, man, I'm so mad at myself.
Jack Youngblood played with a broken leg.
Jack Youngblood, and then Willis Reed was the other one. All right,
Willis Reed game.
Double O Mexican, you have Penetration with Eddie.
Oh,
You two kids, you wild kids. Unbelievable.
These are some of the best pass rushers of all time. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Just retired Rams dominant defensive lineman.
Aaron Donald.
Former Texans defensive lineman. His brother TJ is a Steelers star.
TJ Watt.
Gap tooth, former New York Giant. He's on Good Morning
Michael
America.
Michael Trahan.
Former Colts defensive end out of Syracuse. Won a Super Bowl with Peyton
Dwight
Manning.
Freeney.
Yes. Hall of Famer, Cowboys, Broncos. Won a Super Bowl with Denver.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hall of Famer with Super Bowl teams with the 49ers. Then he went to the Cowboys. Bipolar. Yes. Steelers linebacker.
Why are you shocked?
Opposite side of Greg Lloyd. White guy. Number 91. Played with the Rams
Kevin.
As well. Yes. Color.
Kevin.
Color.
Kevin Green.
Yes.
Well, it's nice of you.
Wow.
Nice of you to send him the answers, Eddie. Way to go,
man!
That is a sweep.
Al
so that
Bube.
is 340 points.
Killing it.
All right, so we get to go again. Take your time on this next round, here, okay?
He
take your
Look
time,
him,
Kelly.
I got you. Try
talk,
to stall.
Talk slow and confidently, okay?
Kelly, would you like 1969 or Lust for Life?
I'm gonna go Lust for Life.
Yeah, of course. You have a lust for life, right?
All right.
Of course you do.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
These are some of the flashiest.
Unlike Eddie and Double
Stop
O Mexican.
Talking.
Yeah, these
Stop
are some
talking.
Of the flashiest.
It's a talk show. I'm
45
talking.
Seconds begin.
It's a talk show. All right.
Start the clock.
I didn't start the clock. No, we're not starting the clock till I say we're starting
it's
the clock.
Starting the clock.
It's a Ben Maller show. All right. Money Team Boxer. Money Team Boxer.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. Prime time. Coach at Colorado.
Deion Sanders.
Yes. Vikings receiver and went to the Raiders and the Patriots.
Oh, no,
and the Patriots. Great player.
Randy Moss.
Yes. Broadway quarterback for the Jets. Say it. Padres steroid cheater, slugger. Padres. He's on the team right now. Signed a 14-year contract. How about a Mets outfielder broke his ankle chasing a wild boar in Florida? No?
Oh,
don't say
no,
it.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Say poo. Say poo.
Joe Namath was what you were looking
Nobody
for.
Nobody knows
there.
Who that
Thank
is, Joe
you.
Namath.
I'm like, Broadway Joe. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah.
And then Fernando Tatis Jr. was the one that got banned on the Padres.
Yeah.
And then Yoenis Cespedes. Chase the boar.
About the boar.
I was never going to get that.
No, you aren't.
That's
Double
a great
Mexican,
story.
You are a winner. You swept the category.
That's not impressive. You had all the answers there. Eddie gave
Talk
you the
Talk about
answer.
How great we are.
You're not that great.
We just swept you.
I wasn't impressed.
Hey, one category.
I mean, you beat up on a woman.
Let
you
the winner talk.
Out there
Let the winner
you.
Talk.
You're a loser.
Go Double
You're
Mexican.
You're a chauvinist pig. That's what you are. Yeah.
Take a victory lap.
Yeah. I don't hear him.
Hey, it's the Caleb's full moon.
Okay.
That's what you want. You wanted that, Eddie. That's your fault, Eddie.
That's all right.
You're the one that said
We don't have to say anything. We're winners.
That was such a bad answer. You
We're
lose
winners.
The game, Eddie. You lost.
We
that guy
win.
Was so bad, you lost the game.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.